Cei bună băieți amigi doși, mei dovei omei nu, să-i călăchei nu de soiro să fău. Cei bună băieți amigi doși, mei dovei omei nu, iro tu-i miro bună portoi.
Welcome back to the second hour of 2 Hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout, and you know the second hour is devoted strictly to Chazanis. This is show number 239 for March 3rd, 2014. Well, has the snow and the cold been getting to you? What happened to global warming? In the background, of course, we hear the great voice of Moshe Koussevitzky with his classic Shei Bona Beis HaMikdash. Okay, tonight will be a special dedicated to a very interesting cantor, cantor Charles B. Bloch, Charles Bennett Bloch. I'm grateful to my friend, cantor Leon Lissick, of TNAC for giving me these CDs, a set of three CDs about the life and the recordings of Cantor Bloch. And I trust that you're going to enjoy hearing his beautiful voice. I will go into the details of his biography after we have a chance to listen to the first selection that I'll be presenting. This is Baruch HaShem Bayom, recorded in 1950. And these recordings were taken from radio shows when the Yiddish radio had special programs of Chazonis. So let's hear cantor Charles Bloch.
Baruch HaShem Baroyla, Baruch HaShem Bishochveinu, Baruch HaShem Bikumeinu. Ki v'yadcho nafshois nafshois, nafshois achayim v'yameisim. Ki v'yadcho nafshois achayim v'yameisim. Ki v'yadcho nafshois achayim, achayim Asher biyod nefesh kol chay, Asher biyod nefesh kol chay, meruah kol bisharish, ki biyancho nafshei sachay. Achayim v'yameisim, nafshei sachayim, achayim v'yameisim, asher v'yodoy, nefesh kol chay, meruah.
Elokeinu shebashamayim yachet shimcha mekayim malchus atomi mekayim malchus atomi umeloi choleinu liyoylom Mach libeinu Veisogel nafshenu Veisogel nafshenu Bishuos Bemes Bemuel Tzion Bemuel Tzion Bemuel Tzion
Okay, as you can tell, they had a little audience at WVD where these recordings were made, where he had a live programming. That's Cantor Charles Bloch. He was born in 1911, so he was 39 years old when he recorded this. Actually, most of the recordings that we'll be hearing are from the era around 1949, 1950, when he was about 40 years old. Let me give you the details of his life. He was born in Brooklyn in 1911. At the encouragement of his parents, he began singing at an early age, catching the ear of a choir director at the Talmud Torah Toros Moshe in Brooklyn at the age of six. Shortly thereafter, the family moved to Harlem near the first Hungarian Hebrew Congregational Hefzedek, pulpit of the famed cantor Yeseler Rosenblatt. After successfully auditioning for Rosenblatt's choir, Bloch became a regular fixture, soloing as a boy alto for the next 9 years. Concurrently, he studied violin and increased his repertoire of Yiddish song through weekend performances at the Yiddish Theater while still in grade school. How about that? As his voice developed from that of a boy alto to a young tenor of rare power, range, and sweetness, Bloch was recruited to solo on various Yiddish radio stations under the name of Saul Bloch, Charles Bennett Bloch, and their troubadour. Okay, he had a couple of different names. His skills as an interpreter of song, primarily Yiddish song, were honed in intensive study with his voice teacher, Mario Rubini Reichlin. Bloch continued to give live performances of Yiddish song while studying law at St. John's University, working radio shows and time slots next to such notable singers as the great operatic tenor Jan Peirce and others. After the radio shows, Bloch would do the opening show before the screening of films at the Brooklyn Fox Theater. Wow. All the while, Bloch maintained his love of cantorial music, singing as the tenor soloist in the choir of Temple Emmanuel of Borough Park, where he forged a lifelong bond with the talented choir director and composer Herman Zales. After completing his law degree, he was encouraged by Zales and others to study Chazanut more seriously. Bloch immersed himself in these studies, working closely with Reverend Simon Raisin. Bloch was elected cantor at Temple Emmanuel of Borough Park in 1944 and served there until 1949, when he became cantor of Temple B'nai Shulam in Rockville Center, Long Island. From 59 to 67, he officiated at the Jewish Center of Kew Garden Hills, where he succeeded the late Jacob Kusevitsky, until he was called to Temple Anshe Chesed in Manhattan, where he remained until his retirement in 1984. He moved to Israel, and I know that he died in Israel in 2005 at the age of 94. I did try to reach his, he had two sons, but sadly, Leon Lissick told me that they both had passed away. So... that's an interesting life of cantor Charles Bloch. And let's hear the next selection, which will be Elu Devorim, cantor Charles Bloch.
Elu Devorim she'elu hemeshiyu apeyo habikurim vehorayo gemil chasod im salmud toyro u gemil chasod im salmud toyro elo devorim shein lohem shiyo Come on, space on me, the road.
Devorim, Cantor Charles Bloch. Well, Shlomo, I hope that you're enjoying this. I believe you were from the same time period. We'll discuss. Okay, the next selection from 1949 is Ritzei Asi Rasam.
Ritzei Asi Rasam Me'amdam b'leilais She'ino b'ratzon Kikar ben k'ovli v'yovlois Kikar ben k'ovli
Yes, sir.
Orze Yossi Rossum. We'll next hear from the same period of 1949. This will be Shomea Kol Bichios. Enjoying this special presentation of the music of cantor Charles Bloch. The next selection is Shomer Yisrael.
Oh, I'm a rim shema.
cei rii să mergă, și marși ei ris, și marși ei ris, cei ei rii să mergă. Şi mergoi cu duş, şi mor şi ieri s-am cu duş. Vial eu-i văd goi cu duş, vial eu-i văd goi cu duş. Vial eu-i văd goi cu duş. Am şal şi Shalosh, am shalshim, shalosh kedushos likudosh, am shalshim, am shalshim, am
Okay, yeah, I think I had an audience at the studio. By the way, I just got the news that Art Raymond passed away just the past week or so. I have to get more details about that because Art Raymond certainly was a fixture here in the metropolitan area, and I must say I really enjoyed his program, and sort of missed it when he went to retire in Florida. More about Art Raymond in the future. The next selection will be Cantor Charles Bloch with Rachel Mivarkor Al Boneha.
Oh, Amar Hashem, Kor Romani Shemo, Nehi Behi Samaru. Adoshe
con gioia ne colmo.
Rachel Mavako Boneha. It's a Reutemann composition, and it's from a number of different verses in the Bible, and relating to the weeping, either the weeping of the Jewish people at their plight or the weeping of God and the heavenly hosts. The next selection is Morin Divishmaya, a composition by, that Drazen wrote particularly for Bloch. It's from the Slichus service. And it was recorded on the album Great Cantors of the Present. Got to get that. I have that album someplace, and I will play it. Great Cantors of the Present. Amoren Divishmaya. Charles Bloch.
Und die Wischmeier, loch mis ranenon, ja dort mis ranen, le more. Ja dort mis ranen, le more. Ja dort mis ranen. Nein, le more.
Listening to Chazanis, the main part of the program will feature several of his outstanding Yiddish selections that were sung on the radio, accompanied by the WEVD House Orchestra. How do you like that? With Nicholas Sazlavsky conducting. It was in 1926 that the first radio station began transmitting from the Libby Hotel, at that time Christie and Delancey in Manhattan. Okay, so this is 20 years later or so, 1948-49. The first Yiddish selection we'll be hearing is Shiru Lad Hashem. By Alexander Olshanetsky. He wrote this for Sholem Asch's dramatic tragedy Shapsi Tzvi. And this song, Shiru Lad Hashem, became Bloch's signature song. The title, Sing Out to the Lord, Shiru Lad Hashem.
Shiru Lad Hashem. Shir Chodosh from Alexander Olshanetsky.
Shir Chodosh Kol
Shiru Lad Hashem. The next selection also, this was written by Olshanetsky. The next one is by Joseph Rumshinsky, Zachor. It was published in 1933. The context for the song is the political situation of the day, namely the Nazi rise to power in Germany. The text, excerpted from the concluding chapter of the Book of Lamentations, implores God to remember the evils that have befallen the Jewish people and take pity upon them. It ends with an entreaty that Bloch sings almost as a demand. Renew our days as in times of old. This is Zachor.
Zachor, Rabbi Shem Ahoyolonu, Gedein, what was the Moses given? Habiturei, es per posse nun. Sei, sei, unser Schatz.
Doodla is next. This is a selection that it was published by Leo Lowe, and the words and music were a tribute to Rebbe Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. Rebbe Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev was born around 1740, died somewhere around 1810. He was one of the great Hasidic figures of the third generation following the Baal Shem Tov. According to one tradition, he would sing this song before the Havdalah ceremony, marking the end of the Sabbath and the beginning of the Jewish week. In this work, which mixes elements of folk song and chazanut, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak repeatedly addresses God. Instead of using the formal second person Zai, he uses the informal and more intimate pronoun Du, hence the name of the song, Adudala. Where are you to be found, Master of the World? Where are you not to be found? Up, you, down, you, east, you, west, you. Do-do, do-do-do, doodla. This is a doodla.
Ich kann nicht, ich bin nicht du.
Doodle. Well, you know, most Chazanim, or many, like to indulge a little bit in opera. And we'll hear an opera piece with Cantor Bloch. This is from Elixir d'Amour, Elixir of Love, Una Furtiva Lagrima. This is by Gaetano Donizetti and libretto by Romani. This aria, in its original Italian, was included in the collection of songs, the 3-CD set, to demonstrate the crossover between the worlds of Yiddish song, Chazanut, and opera. One of the greatest operatic tenors of the age, Jan Pierce, was discovered while regularly performing on Yiddish radio. Richard Tucker, the inimitable tenor of the Metropolitan Opera, was also discovered while he held pulpit as cantor at the Brooklyn Jewish Center. Here, Charles Bloch sings this famous tenor aria on a Yiddish radio program with WEVD announcer Zvi Schuler introducing the song.
Der Pfad bringt uns ins Anarium auf ihr zarter Bach a Peel de Ketre d'una furtiva lagrima von Elisir d'Amore von Donizetti.
Non chiedo chiedo, si può morir, si può
Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoyed this hour of Jewish soul music featuring Cantor Charles Bloch, born in 1911, died in 2005. He had moved to Israel, and I understand he passed away while living there. He went there to join his children. I really tried to track down children, grandchildren. Of course, sadly discovered that his sons had passed away. If you have any comments or requests, you know how to reach me. It's cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Again, thanks for joining with me. Remember to tell your friends about the program. Remember, word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Shalom.